I peered through the thick grass at the jungle's edge as the sun started dipping into the cloudy orange horizon. The exotic purple and blood-red flowers drew away from the quiet deadliness that existed all around, swaying in a light breeze that cooled the sheen of perspiration on my skin. Only the experienced eye could catch the vast multitude of tiny insects and creatures, many of which could take a man's life out of spite for a careless boot. The air was hot and thick with both humidity and a palpable tension, clinging to my skin and my awareness like an oppressive shroud that had long become a familiar weight, now cooling in the day's dying light. Everywhere the air hummed with a low buzz, a symphony of subtle sound. I could hear scuttling insects and rustling winds, creaking branches and distant footfalls. Thousands of the hums, chirps, and clicks of small creatures mixed with singing birds and the distant howls of larger beasts, becoming a steady, warbling drone that I always kept at the edge of my focus. The mild rain drumming distantly overhead had left the surrounding vegetation damp, the thick canopy only allowing a fraction of the precious water to escape directly to the jungle floor. These sturdy, lively trees fought each other for every drop of rain and every ray of light, leaving the land beneath dark and isolated for miles at a time. This was the home of countless perils and beauties, a lush faux paradise filled beyond comprehension with an abundance of life that mankind couldn't document in all the time it had to spare. This eternal summer fueled every tree into its own ecosystem, every half-trodden trail the backdrop of a thousand untold stories of life and death struggles. This land was filled with millions upon billions of individual life forms, but amidst the frothing contests for life was the vague sensation of something greater. A vast intelligence, watching and judging everything I did. Adding to nature's symphony came the grunts and treads of men, their shuffling weapons of bright and polished silver, a few horses obediently trotting and huffing beneath their riders as they gingerly navigated the unfamiliar terrain, occasionally munching on wild grass. The men numbered dozens in my immediate view from where I lay prone outside the clearing, and I knew that beyond would be as many as several hundred more within the outpost at its center. I had no reason to think that today would be different. I pointlessly begged the walls I spied on through blood-stained binoculars to present me with the details I needed to beat them. Every plan I'd made was a bear trap baited with a pile of gold coins and jewels. My goals, the fantastical treasure just at the end of my arm, but rigged behind dozens of unaccounted-for details that waited to spring shut and break me like serrated teeth. Naive optimism was a cruel mistress. She thought nothing of the steel trap's danger and would insist on reaching for a different coin when the last didn't work. Each time, the overwhelming evidence that snapped against my scheme cracked it in dozens of places. On every attempt, I remembered to thank my bravery and stupidity for taking another shot, and through gritted teeth to show gratitude to the facts that cut and bled me for keeping me grounded. I needed information more than anything, and like metal, it had no more desire to hurt me than help. The masochism of emotionally investing in these nonsensical desires was not lost on me. The people behind this wall had killed people close to me, scarred my mind, and mauled my body. I would make them pay for every drop of blood they'd spilled, and the fact that I wouldn't collect directly meant I could do far more damage without any chance of resistance. My bloodthirsty impatience warred with cold realism. If my task was so simple, I wouldn't need to be here in this gods-forsaken territory. My goal was not combat, but one simple thing. To infiltrate, undetected. How outrageous that such a simple task could lead to this much headache. I would need to evade dozens of guards that reveled in eviscerating my type. And it was clear that although I had resources, a flawless performance was impossible. I was fast, clever, and more than a little lucky. But that wasn't nearly enough. I hadn't the brawn to fight any but the weakest, at least not openly. I should have had an army at my back or a known secret route. Instead, I hadn't a single ally or co-conspirator to aid me. Considering that I'd long since accepted that my plans would never survive first contact with reality, but which teeth were worth removing from the bear trap? The miscalculations I could afford to make were maddening speculation on chain reactions of events that couldn't be accurate. Their patrols were consistent and nearly constant. I got familiar with seeing the same faces at the same places and the same times. They were admirably disciplined and quick to correct each other.